Section 7. Practical Implications. In practice, it is possible that detecting high-level visual impairments could be used for early diagnosis of dyslexia, as well as improving reading abilities. For example, simple and quick visual perception tasks relying on high-level vision might be able to identify those at risk for developing a reading disability. This could include passive rapid viewing of objects at the subordinate or basic level, or of faces with different spatial frequency properties, combined with EEG measurements like SSVEP, which is an acronym for Steady State Visually Evoked Potential. In the cases where reading impairments can be attributed to a high-level visual deficit, people could be trained to adopt a different strategy for reading. It is, however, an empirical question, yet to be answered, of whether such interventions should focus on training readers of dyslexia to better use their impaired high-level visual processing, or, on the contrary, focus on making further use of other unimpaired abilities. This would need to be studied and evaluated both for children and adults. As pointed out by Rocky et al., early interventions in dyslexia result in better outcomes, so developing sensitive measures that might later even be applied before reading difficulties start to pose significant problems is of considerable practical value. We want to explicitly say, however, that while novel screening methods might be able to identify those at risk for developing a reading disability, they should never be put into common practice without strong empirical support. Similarly, while the high-level visual dysfunction hypothesis could in the future lead to novel training programs for children and adults who struggle with reading, these should never be applied instead of existing evidence-based methods without extensive further study, as this might end up doing more harm than good.